It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
I know a lot about healthy living, but when it comes to putting on makeup, honestly, other than mascara, a little eyeliner, some tinted moisturizer, I'm pretty much lost. So, David, I'm really excited about today's segment because I need help. Help, please.
Well, to be clear, I'm not an expert either, so we're going to bring a guest on in just a moment. But you mentioned the word mascara, so I got to tell you, that rings with our guest today. Our guest today is Kara Brook, and she's not only a well-known makeup artist that's worked on so many famous people, she's actually created a blog that's now been named Allure Magazine's Beauty. She's been named Beauty Blogger of the Year. I mean, that's huge. And so Kara Brook is with us today. Kara, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, great, great. And we're going to mention your website real quick because that's what brought it to us. The word mascara, but you spell it a little differently. It's M-A-S-K-C-A-R-A.
Yes.
So I love that.
Yes.
That was so clever.
Thank you. So it's actually my sister thought of it, and I loved it because it's got my name, and it's very memorable, and obviously the makeup connotation.
I think it was perfect. So easy to remember. So let's get down to it. You know, Lisa was just saying we speak all the time about healthy living, and we could talk about skincare and dietary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to makeup tips, you're the expert. Talk to us about some tips that we can do. What are some of the basic tips? Let's start there that some of our listeners could get from you.
Well, my favorite and the tip that I talk about all the time, my readers would know that I love highlighting and contouring, which to a lot of people it sounds really hard or complicated at first, but one quick realization of what it is, and it's really simple. And it's basically just taking lights and darks and creating kind of a sculpted glowing face. So as women, we generally put on our foundation, just one color foundation on our whole face. And the problem with that is it doesn't look very natural because, as you can see, if you look at your skin without anything on, there's a lot of different colors in there and different high tones and low tones. And so that's kind of the thing that doesn't look natural about foundation, you know, in my opinion, is that it just takes a three-dimensional object and it just gives it one flat color. So my take on it is just taking kind of a darker foundation and a lighter foundation and creating kind of a sculpted look on your face. By using it in the right areas, which are just kind of under your eyes, use a little bit of lighter color, and then on the bridge of your nose, in between your eyebrows, and then underneath your cheekbones, a darker color. I have it all kind of shown in images on the website to make it more simple.
Oh, great.
But it's so simple. If you see an image and you just know, okay, here's where I put this, here's where I put that, you can do it in like no time. I have a video. Sorry.
You don't have to be a famous makeup artist. You can show our listeners step by step of some simple things. This isn't complicated. You're going to show us just a simple way that they can highlight or contour something very simple they can do to give them a whole new look. Correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
Perfect.
And it makes a gigantic difference, and anyone can do it. I have a video where I do it in 4 minutes with my son, because I know a lot of women have, you know, small children. I have a 2-year-old, and I just have him in the video actually playing with Legos so I can show that you can do it no matter
That's
what,
hysterical.
You can at least keep him busy for 4 minutes.
Okay, I was making faces. I'm hearing this 2-year-old, he's in the video doing all this, but when you say he's playing with Legos, all of a sudden, but that's clever.
That's great. Now, what about eyes? You know, my best feature are my eyes. My eyelashes are blonde. And I, without mascara, I look so plain. So I love the mascara, but I don't really know how to do an eyeshadow. Do you have videos or advice for that as well? And how do you know which colors are best for you and things along those lines?
I have a whole series. I actually have two whole series on eyeshadow colors for your eyes, just to bring out your eyes, depending on which color you have. And then right now I'm working on shapes, like eye shapes. So today I did a post on hooded eyes because a lot of women have hooded eyes and they're not sure how to do makeup on them. So I'm going to go through and do each shape of eye, but today is the hooded eyes. And so, and I've also been working a ton on eyebrows because women tend to focus a lot on eyeshadow, and eyeshadow can be important, but I feel like basics are the most important things, and eyebrows are one of those things that is so basic and can make such a huge difference on your face. Whereas eyeshadow actually is one of those things that intimidates people that really doesn't have to be very complicated. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because I have the eyebrow, my eyebrows, even though I have brownish red hair, my eyebrows are also very blonde. It's really weird. I was blonde as a kid. My hair got dark every year. My eyelashes and my
then
eyebrows
your
stayed golden.
And eyebrows didn't. I'm with you.
And
I'm
don't do anything. Yeah, I don't do anything to my eyebrows, so apparently I should.
Okay, so yes.
Okay.
Eyebrows, if you fill in your eyebrows, I have a whole tutorial, and I have just the color for, if you have the darker brown hair and the light eyebrows, I feel you. I've been dyeing my hair dark forever. It's blonde right now, but I had the blonde eyebrows and the black hair. So I had to fill them in or else I would look crazy. But,
You're talking about all kinds of makeup in different things, but it's summertime. Are there any specific tips you could give us with makeup for the summer? You know, it's hot, we're perspiring more, or any dressing differently. What summer tips would you give us?
Okay, so here's the two biggest tips to keeping your makeup on during a summer day. One is just setting it. Now, if you're an oily texture, you can set it with powder. But if you're dry, you don't really want to set with powder or else it's just going to kind of dull you out and age you a little bit. So I always set with a setting spray. I'm a little drier, so I like a setting spray because I don't want to dull my face. And NYX has a really good setting spray. You can get it at Ulta. I have links on my blog. But the other thing you can do is layering. So I always say if you start with a cream and end with a powder, it's not going anywhere. Like, you might as well tattoo it on your face until you get it wiped off with some makeup remover. So for instance, with your lipstick, if you start with, you know, a lip liner and a cream lipstick, if you just tap some blush on there, a powder blush, it's going to last twice as long. With your eyeliner, the same thing. Throw some eyeliner on there, but then tap it in with a little bit of black or whatever color eyeliner you use, shadow, and then it's just going to set it in there and seal it, basically, and keep it from moving. With your mascara, the same thing. With women, a lot of times in the summer, their mascara will bleed onto their eyelids or onto their, you know, onto their lower lids. What you got to do is take a little bit of powder and tap it into the ends of your mascara, and that'll set that in place as well. So those are the
I love that. I've never heard that before. Yeah, I always end up looking like a raccoon. I do. I mean, I look in the mirror an hour later, especially the humidity.
You think you look all great because you worked hard on your makeup, and then you go back an hour later and it's melted off. And you wasted all that time. And that's how I feel if I don't set it with my setting spray. I walk out of the house and I'm like, wasted time. I know I'm just going to melt this off.
It's a good, good tips for the summer. And you said you mentioned a powder. I know rice cake was one I had seen for a while. Is that a good setting item as well?
You know, rice cake is great. I have a recipe on my blog for just, it's basically just cornstarch, which is the main ingredient in most of the setting powders you buy. You could pay upwards of $20 for one that's actually 99% cornstarch. So
what a great tip. Oh, I love the DIYs.
Yeah, we totally
me
do.
Too.
We talk
and
about
I,
that all the
I
time.
Just was kicking myself about paying that kind of money for cornstarch when I found that out. So I had to share that.
Wow.
Well, that's great.
No, that's some great tips. So on your website, you've got all kinds of tips that you've mentioned. Mm-hmm. You mentioned some videos. And do you have many of the DIYs on there as well?
Yep. I have a whole bunch of DIYs for all different kinds of things. I always try to find DIYs for things that just kind of like are not fun to buy. You know, crazy colored eyeshadow and, you know, stuff like that is fun to buy, but it's like, it's the accessories that aren't very fun to buy, like the eyeshadow primer or the setting, you know, the setting powder. So I'm always coming up with.
Kara, I got to thank you. And I invite our listeners, visit Mascara, MASKCARA.com. She's got all kinds of tips, the videos to describe what we were talking about today, some DIY. We're going to have her back on again. Kara, thank you so much. This is your beauty expert, David Pollack, with Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay healthy.